96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
That's right, we're live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium as your Auburn High School Tigers take on the Bulldogs of Lafayette. Yes, again, just a week ago, it was Auburn and Lafayette on the road. This time, we're back home on the campus of Auburn High School and happy to be here. Hello, everybody. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. It's the Lady Tigers up first, followed by the boys, between the Tigers and the Bulldogs right here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. As we get you ready for tip-off, last time we saw our Lady Tigers on the floor, it was against this very same Lafayette Bulldogs team where they got a huge win, 82-14. It was a combination of girls that were able to put in a bucket or two, or a lot more than that if you are named Brooke Hallman or Kalia Tolles or Braylee Winfrey, or Daly Alsobrook, or Jordan Cupp, who all had, and Antoinette Morgan as well, who all had double figures against this Lafayette team just a week ago. So how do you play a team that you just played in your last game? Well, if you're Auburn High with an 82-14 win, I think you attack it pretty much the same exact way. They're going to force a bunch of turnovers, they're going to run and gun, and they're going to get layups in transition, and they don't foul a whole lot. Now, there is one thing that I think this team is still trying to improve on, and that is their free throw shooting. If they can continue to work on that, because they get fouled quite a bit, they're willing to shoot the three, but they're also going to throw it down inside to Antoinette Morgan, who I think is one of the better free throw shooters on this varsity girls team for Auburn High School. You do those things tonight, you're going to go to 4-0 on the season, taking on the Bulldogs of Lafayette. When we come back on 96.3 WLE, we'll tell you how they can do it some more, what we've seen so far, plus starting lineups and opening between the Auburn High School Tigers and the Bulldogs of Lafayette in the varsity girls game here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Getting you ready for tip-off between Auburn High School and Lafayette here on the campus of Auburn High. It's the Lady Tigers and the Lady Bulldogs up first. It's a couple of minutes away from tip-off between Auburn and Lafayette. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. And if you want to talk about some keys to the game, this Auburn High team got to look a little bit different tonight. Happening just across the road, just up the street, if you will, at Duck Sanford Stadium. Auburn High School, the girls' flag football team, is currently in action, or will be tonight, rather, as they're taking on Opelika in the Elite Eight. And so a couple of girls off of this varsity girls basketball team will be in action over there, including Brooke Hallman, who isn't a starter yet, but is the sixth man off the bench, and she is one of the leading scorers on this Auburn High School team, along with Liz Robinson, who comes in and brings a really, really good presence off the bench, a 5'10 senior who is sneaky good with those handles now, is Liz Robinson. So again, 33 Liz Robinson and 23 Brooke Hallman will not be here tonight for Auburn High School, but I have a feeling that you're going to see a couple of other girls step up for this Auburn High team. Again, last week, a week ago tonight, when we were on the road at Lafayette, it was led by Brooke Hallman. So your leading scorer from that game is not going to be here tonight. You'll see girls like Kalia Tolles, Braylee Winfrey, Daly Alsterbrook step up and I think have really, really good games. But maybe somebody like a Shylin Evans or a Navia Nelms is able to step up in a guard forward spot and have a couple of more points tonight and help Auburn try to get another win on the season and move to 4-0. When we come back here, we'll have starting lineups for you, the Auburn Bank starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Lafayette varsity girls game here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We are excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for for your Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Lafayette Lady Bulldogs. It's 00 Upshaw, number 1 Williams, also number 15 Holloway, number 20 Holloway. So a couple of Williams, a couple of Holloways here as they announce the starting lineups for your Auburn High Tigers. We'll get to that in just a second. Again, 00 Upshaw, number 1 Williams, number 15 Holloway, number 20 Holloway, and number 21 is McClure. And now for your Auburn High School Tigers, again, the Auburn Bank starting lineups. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Starting at guard, she wears number 1, a 5'7" senior, it's Kalia Tolles. Also starting at guard, wearing number 2, a 5'7" junior, is Anavian Elms. Wearing number 15, a 5'10" senior, starting at guard, is Daly Alsobrook. Wearing number 20, at 5'11", a junior, she plays guard slash forward, it's Braylee Winfrey. And starting down low for your Auburn High School Tigers is number 24, a 6-foot senior. Down low is Antoinette Morgan. Those are your starting items presented by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Tigers in their home whites tonight. Sharp-looking jerseys, Auburn in cursive and blue across the chest. You've got silver numbers and letters front and back, and you're going to have the Lafayette Bulldogs in their black jerseys with yellow trim around the shoulders, yellow trim down the side, yellow numbers front and back, and also white in Lafayette written across the chest. Tigers are going to be tipping and going left to right as the Bulldogs will be moving right to left. Appreciate you joining us here on 96.3 WLE. Tell you what, we'll take 10 seconds for a station identification. This is the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Lafayette moving right to left. Tigers win the opening tip. It's now in the half court. They move it over to the left wing. They'll feed it down low. That is Alsobrook, who starts the night off with a three. Daly Alsobrook, she had a heck of a performance 11 a week ago. She gets the Tigers on the board with three, and it is 3-0 Tigers. We're just 27 seconds in to the ball game. And it looks like we may have some number changes a little bit for Auburn High School, as I believe Kalia Tull is wearing number 12 tonight for Auburn High School. So had some number changes for the Tigers. So we'll get you that as we go. Again, Braylee Winfrey is a starter as well. Lafayette down 3-0 to your Auburn High Tigers. 7:30 to play in the first quarter. Right here in front of us, stripped away at half court into the hands of a Lady Bulldog. They're moving right to left as we look at it. Trapped in front of the Auburn High bench and a turnover forced. Winfrey ahead. Tolles with the right hand, and it is no good. Winfrey with the rebound. Puts it up on the bottom of the rim. No, but she was fouled, and she'll head to the charity stripe. Braylee Winfrey, a junior for this Tigers team, had 13 a week ago, with 11 of those coming in the first half against this Lafayette team on the road. And just so good. Streaky's not the right word, because streaky tends to have a negative connotation to it, as Braylee Winfrey knocks down the first. But she just has those individual runs where she's going to just kind of take over a little bit, and has those moments where she'll put 6, 7, 8 points in a row. And she does two right there, 2 for 2 at the charity stripe. Tigers put on a full court pressure off the make, and a foul right here in front of us on the sideline. And Upshaw, Williams, Holloway, and McClure are the five on the floor for the Lady Bulldogs. Moving right to left here on the road. Pretty good turnout for them. Just about a 35-minute drive. We made it last week, and here we are now inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Moving right to left. They're in the half court. Loses it in the corner, and it's going to the Tigers. They lead 5-0 early, just 7:06 in this first quarter. Tigers will get the basketball back. As again, believe Kalia Tolles wearing number 12 for Auburn High. She'll feed it to the left side. Winfrey thought about the three. Little 2-3 zone now for the Lady Bulldogs. In the right corner, feeds Winfrey on the back cut. She can't get it to fall, but was fouled late, and she'll head back to the free throw line. Heck of a feed from the right wing to a back cutting Braylee Winfrey, and she earns her way back to the charity stripe. And a couple of Tigers not with us tonight, as they are over at Duck Sanford Stadium. Brooke Hallman, Liz Robinson, too, who are competing flag football tonight as Winfrey's first free throw rattles in and out. Appreciate everybody being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. Back-to-back nights. We're here tonight and here again tomorrow for Auburn High School basketball. Winfrey cashes in on the second free throw. She ties Daly Alsobrook with three apiece for the Tigers. 6-0 is their lead. A head pass tipped at the half-court line by Daly Alsobrook goes flying out of bounds. Everybody pointing the other way, and it does stay with the Bulldogs. 6:46, opening quarter, 6-0 Tigers lead as the Bulldogs bring it across the timeline. They move now on the right wing, bounce pass to the low block, guarded by Morgan, shuffles her feet against the block. Here come the Tigers. It's 3-on-1. Winfrey ahead, runs into a defender, loses the basketball, out of bounds, off a double zero on the Bulldogs. That's Upshaw, and it'll stay on this end of the floor. And there's a great example of what this Auburn High School team wants to do. This Lady Tigers team, they get the ball, they're looking to push. They don't want to play 5-on-5 half-court basketball. They will, but they'd rather get out and run. They've got it now in the corner. It's Alsobrook trying to go back-to-back. Can't do so. High arcing rebound off of Alsobrook. Throws it off a shoe shiner of a Bulldog and keeps it on this end of the floor. Give credit to Braylee Winfrey first, who got a couple of fingertips on it and able to allow Daly Alsobrook to come crashing in and keep the ball on this end of the floor. Off the inbound, it's Winfrey underneath. Turnaround floater, no. Morgan pulls it down. Put back, can't get it to the rim because she was hacked on the way up. Antoinette Morgan had 11 points a week ago against this Bulldogs team. And starting down low for this Tiger squad, 6 foot tall down there is 24 in white. And her first free throw is short. Starter still on the floor for Auburn High as Lafayette's going to sub out. They will sub in Williams, number 10. She will sub in for, appeared to be McClure, number 21. Second free throw was good. Morgan's on the board. Tigers lead 7-0 with 6:11 to play in the opening quarter. And Auburn forces a turnover on the inbound. Tigers get the basketball back, moving left to right as we look at it here at Auburn High School Gymnasium. It is Tolles to trigger on the right baseline. Looking backdoor cut. She found Winfrey again. Braylee Winfrey having a perfect first quarter. She just finds the opening in the lane and a good feed from the baseline. It's 9-0 Auburn. We're 2 minutes into the opening frame. All the way coast to coast and blocked by Braylee Winfrey. And then, oh, she stepped on the baseline heading up the floor. Heck of an effort to go straight up. Two hands from 20 in white. And she took off up the floor and just took a little too much step out of bounds. And they are going to call. That's a nice call by the baseline judge down there, who had eyes on it the entire way. So 9-0 Auburn, 5:53 to play, opening quarter of the Auburn High girls game. Boys to follow here on the Auburn High Sports Network. They throw it inbounds up to the top inside the Auburn High A. Two Tigers go flying into the backcourt. They've got numbers now. They reset on the right wing. Dribbles baseline. Wild shot. Almost banked it in. Pulled down underneath. And here come the Tigers. Winfrey has Morgan. Gets it to her. Down low. Turns and swatted from behind but fouled. And Morgan will head back to the charity stripe. And in the ballgame for the first time. Again, we got all sorts of different numbers going on here as Auburn got a couple of girls out. Maybe some number changes due to football. Not real sure. As a couple of new names and numbers in. Here's what we do know. 9-0, and Morgan knocks down the first to get her second point on the evening. A sub will come in. A couple of subs will come in for the Bulldogs as well. 10-0 Auburn, 5:34 in the first quarter. Three power dribbles. Morgan lets it fly, banks it home. 3 points for Morgan. Ill-advised buzzer. We play on, 5:30 in the first quarter, 11-0 Tigers in the half court. Pulls up from Opelika, can't knock it down. Winfrey chases down the long board. Ahead now, it's Tolles, right hand, and good. lays it in with the right hand, and Lafayette wants a timeout. 13-0 Tigers, 5:17 in the opening quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
5:17, first quarter is Auburn High School, 13, Lafayette, nothing. Remember, they held this team to 14 points a week ago on the road at their house, and they currently have held the Bulldogs scoreless coming out of this timeout. Again, timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Want to remind you that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell Dewitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Bulldogs bring it up the floor. Coming out of the timeout, it is Boston who comes across the Auburn High A. She gets on the left wing. She's guarded by Alsobrook. Steps back on Alsobrook. Lets it go. Can't get there. Tigers chase it down. Alsobrook now in transition. Stutter step. Right hand. No. They call a foul underneath? I think they did. Wow. Okay. I think they called a foul on Lafayette. They did. They called it on Boston. Be honest, I didn't quite see it, but Alsobrook's going to get her way to the charity stripe. She's got 3 points so far tonight, helping Auburn out to a 13-0 lead. And rattles the first one home. Winfrey with five. Alsobrook with four. Morgan with three, and Tolles with two so far for Auburn High School. Alsobrook, too strong on the second. Pulled down on the weak side, though. Out to Alsobrook, who gets knocked to the floor. Ball's out of bounds, and they say it's Bulldog basketball. As Alsobrook had to pick herself up out of the empty chairs on the bench for the Bulldogs. It is Lafayette basketball, 14-0. We're under five to play first quarter between Auburn and Lafayette varsity girls. Action here on a Wednesday night in Auburn. Drives baseline off the right wing. Runs into a wall of Antoinette Morgan, but I believe she got fouled on the right side. She did. Yeah, call reach and foul on the Tigers. Auburn High head coached by Courtney Pritchett, who's very active on the sidelines tonight, as he typically is. This team is very, very good, but he'll let them know about it. Did they call a foul on Auburn High or not? No, they didn't. They're going to call offensive foul? I don't know. There was no signal. Either way, Auburn gets the basketball moving left to right. 4:45 to play. Tigers take over. As Tolles will bring it across the timeline, feeds it to Winfrey at the volleyball line on the left side. They'll work it now for Alsobrook, extended zone. Off the right wing, backdoor cut for Winfrey. Skies for the basketball, can't get the layup to go. Pulled down by Morgan, and then was fouled on the baseline. She got the shot up, it didn't go in, but official exclaims that foul was on the floor. I love that new play that Auburn High's got going. They're working it to the right side of the floor, and then they bring Braylee Winfrey off the weak side, and she just soars into the lane, finds a big, big gap, and a couple of nice passes by this Auburn High School team to find her on almost an alley-oop type of play on the back side of the rim. Really nice play. Didn't work out there, but still it's there, and it's open, and the Tigers are going to shoot free throws because of it, with Morgan, who is able to score the first. .429 in the first quarter. Tigers lead 15-0, make it 16. Thanks to Antoinette Morgan. She's got five. Winfrey's got five. Alsobrook has four. And Tolles has two. Morgan will sit down as Mackenzie Etheridge is in the ballgame for the Tigers. 4:20 to play. Boston across the timeline. She's now in the left corner, gets runs into her own teammate, throws a Hail Mary back out to half court. It's found by Avery. She'll turn the corner on the right side, throws it off the backboard. No, Winfrey comes down with it, looks ahead. That's a big-time pass ahead, almost too much behind the back pass, and it goes into the hands of a Bulldog. And then that's a scramble on the baseline. They're going to say it's out on Auburn High School and Lafayette basketball. There it is. I'm telling you, folks, this Auburn High team, the girls and the boys both do the same thing. They get the basketball, and they outlet immediately. They at least, they're head up. They don't look down. They're not dribbling. They're not trying to split doubles. They look up and look for the open man or open girl, rather, and they are just so good at what they do. Wild shot in the lane, won't go. Rebound tipped to Daley Alsobrook. She's across the timeline now at the point. Whips it over in the corner. That's a three. Open off the backboard. No. And pulled down by Boston. 3.5 to play. First quarter. Tigers on top. 16-0 in the varsity girls game. An undefeated Tigers team trying to keep it so here at home on a Wednesday night. They find Boston on the right wing trying to feed it down low. Heavy pressure right in front of the Auburn High. Bench and timeout called by Lafayette. Good pressure by the Tigers on the on-ball defense. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 16-0 Tigers with 3:20 to play in the first. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Bulldogs with the basketball in their own half court. A three-pointer off the left wing, too strong. They keep it in the half court, moving right to left. Boston off the right wing, swatted away by Braylee Winfrey, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. No, they're going to say it was off of... No, they do. Okay, now they changed their mind. Tigers started running down the other end. I thought it was out off of Braylee Winfrey, and that's exactly what it is. So Lafayette basketball in their own half court, triggering off the right baseline, kicks it to the near corner, open three as Alsobrook was closing down, can't get there, and Williams knocks down a three, and the Bulldogs are on the board. 16-3, Tigers lead. We're under three to play. A lazy kick to the corner, finds it to Braylee Winfrey, who buries it in response. She's up to eight in the first quarter. Tigers lead 19-3 with 2:45 in this opening frame. Again, that pass didn't have a whole lot of juice on it, but it didn't matter as Boston looks to respond. Way too strong. Pulled down on this side. Here comes Winfrey. Ahead for Alsobrook over the defense. Reverse layup is good. 6 points for Daley Alsobrook, and Winfrey just looking all the way down the floor every time she gets it in her hand. Tigers lead 21-3. Boston's got it on the right side, feeds it into the corner in front of head coach Courtney Pritchett of Auburn High. Splits the defense wild, layup no, pulled down underneath and fed to Kalia Tolles. She looks ahead now, has numbers, Winfrey corner, she wants another one, she cannot get it to go. Etheridge pulls it down on the weak side, and then it is stolen away on the baseline. They found an outlet and everybody takes off down the floor. Good look for Winfrey in the corner, same spot, just couldn't get the same result. And with 1:45 to play, first quarter, 21-3. Bulldogs having high pressure. Winfrey is at the point with the ball pressure. Another three off the right wing. That's an air ball, and it'll be Auburn High School basketball. Anavia Nelms will sub in along with Sophie Arrington. And Kalia Tolles wearing number 12 tonight for Auburn. So Nelms is in. Tolles is in. And Arrington, Etheridge in as well. Tigers lead 21-3 with 1.5 minutes to play in the first quarter here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Tolles across half court. She's pressured immediately by Boston. She'll kick it. Now they go down on the right low block. Fouled as she shot. No good. But she'll earn her way to the charity stripe. Sophie Arrington wearing 5 in white for the Tigers. has a chance to extend a 21-3 lead. Again, just in the first quarter, got a little bit of a late start. 5:30 start was supposed to be what we had. JV went a little long before us, so if you're going to be tuning in for the Auburn High boys, we'll have a little bit later start than 7 o'clock as Arrington knocks down the first. A few power dribbles. Lets it go. A little too strong. Chased it down. Believe Auburn's going to get called on a lane violation, and they are. May have gotten it on Arrington, the shooter. She knew she missed it as soon as she shot it and took off after it. But she's got a point. She's on the board. Tigers lead by 19. 1:15 to play. Boston slowly up the floor. She just now approaches the Auburn High logo. Surges ahead. Left hand pulls up from 12. May have gotten blocked. She gets her own rebound. That putback is blocked and then fouled underneath on the putback. And the first free throw attempts of the night for Lafayette will be from 12 in Black Boston. 1:06 is where the clock has stopped. And a 22-3 lead for Auburn High School. First free throw, high arcing off the back iron, no good. Second free throw from Boston, another high arcer, and it's good. She's on the board, just the second Bulldog to score in this first quarter with a minute to play. Tigers lead 22-4. Tolles inside, underneath, layup is good. Good looking layup underneath, just a heck of a find by the point guard. We're under a minute to play. Tigers lead 24-4. And all the way to the basket, right-handed layup, almost able to fall off the glass. Here come the Tigers. They don't have numbers, don't think it matters. Tolles, right hand, baseline, layup, way too strong, hits the ground and a foul. She'll head to the line. She will head to the line. And wearing 12 in white tonight. As the Tigers lead by 20, 35.4. On the clock. First free throw off the left side. It was Tolles, Nelms, Alsobrook, Winfrey, and Morgan who got the start here tonight for Auburn High School. Again, last time these two teams met just a week ago, 82-14 was the final score. Second free throw goes for Tolles. She goes 1-for-2 at the charity stripe. 30 seconds to play. First quarter, 25-4. Is the Tigers lead. Boston, left hand, across the timeline, feeds it down low, layup too strong, put back too strong, and pulled down by Nam, smacked in the face, didn't get called. She chases it down in front of the scorer's table, loses it into a double team. Avery somehow comes up with it for the Bulldogs ahead now, and they've got numbers into the corner right in front of the Auburn High bench, lets it fly, and gets the bucket. My goodness, Williams has 5 of the 7 for the Bulldogs across half court. 1 second, Tolles at the buzzer, tried to bank it in and can't do so. And we head to the second quarter, 25-7. It's all Tigers so far through the first. We'll have the second quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the second quarter between Auburn and Lafayette. It's 25-7. The Lady Tigers on top of the Lady Bulldogs, just getting underway here in the second quarter. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Appreciate everybody being with us. Want to remind you that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center as Tolles tries to whip in a pass to Braley Winfrey inside the lane. Was tipped away by a Bulldog and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Auburn High School Tigers. People still starting to trickle in a little bit on a Wednesday evening. We'll have girls and boys basketball for you right here on 96.3 W. Lee. Feed to Tolles at the top. That's Alsabrook. No hesitation on a three. Smothered, covered, and Country can't get it to go, but off the rebound, it is good. A layup for the Tigers. They're back up by 20. We're just 30 seconds in to the second quarter. Boston now. Surges ahead. She takes a right wing three, and it's blocked. Blocked by Alsabrook. Thrown into no man's land off with Tolles. Now Alsabrook moving left to right on your radio dial. Finds Tolles, feeds to Winfrey. In the corner, no. Looks down low, whips it underneath. Nobody home. Tried to rubber band it down low. And again, just got a little bit too much on it. Did 20 in white. And so we're moving the other way. Again, Bulldogs moving right to left. Tigers moving left to right. And it is Lafayette basketball. They trail your Auburn High Tigers by 20 with 7:10 to play in the first half. Williams, she lets it go from deep. Too strong, pulled down by Alsabrook. Williams hit one in the first quarter. She has 5 of the 7 for Lafayette. Tigers now moving into the half court off the right wing. Finds Morgan underneath. Strong side, good. First bucket in the second quarter for the Tigers, and it goes to Antoinette Morgan. She had 5 in the first quarter. And the first bucket for the Tigers here in the second, 29-7, Tigers lead. Bulldogs flirting with that 10-second violation in the backcourt. They just walk it up so slow and then surge ahead immediately. They do the same thing here. Tons of pressure at the point, and it is Winfrey who steals it. Good with the left hand. Leading scorer for the Tigers. She's got 10, and the Tigers lead 31-7. So much pressure. Tigers are laying in the weeds as soon as you go for a drink in the water, which means crossing half court in this type of a game. They just put so much pressure. That's exactly what they do here again. A crazy shot off the right side of the elbow, through it on the run, rebound corralled, finally underneath by the Tigers. Another reach-in foul 70 feet from the basket. Going to get called on Avery. That's 22 in black for the Bulldogs. Just a couple of ticks, under 6 minutes in this second quarter, as Anavia Nelms subs in. Antoinette Morgan will have a seat. Tolles gets the call from her head coach as she comes across the Auburn High A. 31-7. Tigers lead with 5:50 to play. Tolles in the corner. Alsabrook sets her feet. Lets it fly. No. On the backside, pulled down by the Bulldogs. She was out of bounds. Good pressure by Braley Winfrey. The rebound was pulled in by Walton, but she just kind of closed off anywhere else she could go except fall out of bounds, and it'll stay on this end with the Tigers. It is Tolles to fire it, and she does underneath, and it's good. Jordan Cobb is on the board, wearing 33 tonight for Auburn High School. She's got 6 for the Tigers. She had 4 in the first, and now she's got 2 here in the second. In the corner, Alsabrook guarding. It's now on the left wing, guarded by Winfrey. High pressure by Winfrey. Goes with the right hand. Takes a travel. Yep, took the extra step and gets called for it. Extra work by Williams trying to get around Winfrey. Can't do so. And the Tigers force another turnover. It is Winfrey, Tolles, Alsabrook, Cobb, and Nelms, the 5 on the floor for the Tigers. Approaching 5 minutes to play. Alsabrook left wide open. Tigers are going to work it to the point. Back to Alsabrook in the corner. She'll let it go this time. Banked it. Oh, she nailed it. My goodness. Haley Alsabrook, no hesitation from the right wing, and buries it. Had 6 in the first. She's got 3 here in the second quarter. And a timeout on the floor by LaFan. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Be sure to visit them today on South College Street. Full timeout. We'll take one with them here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
36-7. Tigers flirting to go up by 30 here in the second quarter with 4:50 to play. It's the varsity girls all over Lafayette here at home. Appreciate everybody being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network as full-on basketball season now on the network. Unfortunately, football season came to a little bit of an abrupt end for us last Friday night over at Tuck Sanford Stadium. And as the Tigers fell to Thompson by a couple of scores, man, just weren't ready for it to be over. But it is what it is. We're into hardwood season now as the Tigers are now defending in their own half court now. And a double dribble in the lane by the Bulldogs. Yes, it was. McClure was called for the double dribble. Tigers are going to be moving left to right on your radio dial. They lead 36-7 with 4:42 remaining in the first half. Alsabrook has it on the right wing, feeds it back up to Tolles at the point. Winfrey on the same side. She'll work into the semicircle. Now Winfrey on the right wing. She wants a three. Yes! It's been all Praley Winfrey here tonight. She's into double digits, well into double digits. She's got 13 now for the Tigers, and we're up by 32. Left wing now feeds it to the corner for Boston. Thought about the three. Guarded by Nelms. Goes up for the shot. 18 feet running floater. No, but she was fouled. And Boston will head to the charity stripe. 39-7. We talked about somebody needing to step up. Some other type of scorer for this Auburn High team. With Brooke Hallman across the road at Duck Sanford Stadium playing flag football. And Braylee Winfrey said, by all means, I will take that role. And it's not like she normally takes a back seat by any means. She had 13 last time out against this exact team. As the Bulldogs inbound on the baseline, left side underneath, they work it back to Boston now. Shuffled her feet, didn't get called. Works her way into the lane, and they're going to call a foul on the inside. 39-7, 4:01 to play. Winfrey will sub back in. Nelms will take a seat. Mackenzie Etheridge in the ball game, and so is Sophie Arrington for the Tigers. Boston is the trigger girl underneath on the baseline, looking for somebody close to a five-second call. Alsabrook tips it out of bounds. Just so much pressure by this Auburn High team. They've got height, they've got length, they've got agility. They just don't make it easy on you trying to inbound the basketball. So now into the left corner, Boston, bounce pass, into that corner, she finds Williams, gets into the lane, took an extra step, wild layup, no, ball's on the ground, bodies go flying, Mackenzie Etheridge is there, and they're going to call a jump ball. That ball was never held by anybody, official couldn't see it, she called a jump ball, but it is in the beneficiary of Auburn High School. Possession arrow goes to the Tigers. 3:52 in the first half, 39-7 is the score. It's Tolles, Winfrey, Alsabrook, Etheridge, and Arrington are the five on the floor moving left to right. Tolles has got it at the point. She moves to the right wing now. Etheridge, high screen, goes around that. Does Tolles, feeds to Alsabrook, left wing three, no. Pulled down by Boston underneath, and jump ball's going to be forced by Alsabrook eventually. Yes, possession arrow points to the Bulldogs. Head coach Courtney Pritchett is coaching hard for Kalia Tolles. Didn't do something she was supposed to do on that offensive set. 3.5 to play, first half. 39-7 is the score. Tigers on top of the Bulldogs. With that amount of time left to play in the second quarter. Right wing three with blocked. Etheridge pulls it down underneath. Fought for by a Bulldog and a Tiger in a jump ball force. Possession arrow goes to the Tigers. You'd love to see Mackenzie Etheridge come down with that basketball cleanly and be able to outlet. I know what she's trying to do. She's trying to grab it and outlet immediately because that's what this Auburn High team is about. That's what they look to do. Grab the rebound, find a guard, and get away. She was trying to do that there, just couldn't quite do it, but possession arrow does go to the Tigers as Tolles will bring it across the logo. Left hand over to Winfrey, feeds it to Alsobrook in the corner. That comes up short. Rebound fought for by Winfrey. Jump ball force. Now we're going the other way. Is that four straight jump balls now we've had in this basketball game? Either way, it is Lafayette basketball. 39-7, Tigers on top, under three to play first half. Want to tell you that tonight's game action and all of our broadcasts here on the Auburn High Sports Network during basketball season are brought to you by Acre Restaurant in downtown Auburn. Left hand under layup, underhanded layup, no good. Winfrey ahead for Tolles. Bounce pass back to Winfrey. Right hand layup, no, but she earned her way to the free throw line. Pass was just a little bit behind Braylee Winfrey from Kalia Tolles, but 20 and White is heading back to the free throw line. Again, tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. First free throw is pure for Braylee Winfrey. Had 8 in the first quarter. She's got 6 so far in the second. And a good looking stroke from 20 and White goes 2 for 2. 2:35 in the first half. Tigers lead 41-7 over Lafayette, the visiting Bulldogs. Boston swings to the right, lets it go from three, tried to bank it in way off, and pulled down by Daley Alsobrook. Ahead for Tolles, one on two, doesn't matter, lays it in, good and a foul. Good and a foul, and she's down on the floor. Is Kalia Tolles maybe fell on what appears to be the right hand, right arm? Don't want to speculate. Is able to get up under her own power and is holding one of those hands. She was able to get it to go. Heck of a take by Kalia Tolles through two defenders. Got the bucket, got the foul, and hope she's okay. I'm trying to shake it off at the free throw line is 12 and White. She's got 5 right now for Auburn High. 43-7 is the score in this first half. And she's going to stick it out and try to shoot this free throw. The righty gets it to go. And they blew for a sub. There we go. So Tolles will sub out, and Elms will step in as they may take a look at that hand. For Kalia Tolles, hope she's okay. She does sit on the bench. 2:20 to play, first half, 44-7. It's the Lady Tigers with the lead. Boston dribbles in, picks up her dribble on the 2-3 zone, feeds it to the right wing, out of bounds on the Bulldogs, hit Holloway in the hands, and we're going the other way. Nelms across the logo, feeds to the far wing, and that is for Winfrey. Bounce pass, Etheridge whips it over, trying to find an extra Tiger on that side, and it is now Etheridge feeds it. That's Winfrey in the corner, no. Long rebound, pulled down, put back, no. And the initial basket, or I guess finally now, the basketball up the left side of the floor. Double zero in black for the Bulldogs. Pulls it in, into the lane, wild shot, no. Etheridge pulls it down with 1:40 to play. A foul 75 feet from the bucket on Braylee Winfrey. Winfrey was fouled. Got a little hectic right there. It's the most possessions we've had in a row without a stoppage, I think, all night so far. As Nelms will bring it across the logo, feeds to Etheridge. Layup, no, but she was hacked from behind. As Mackenzie Etheridge will step to the free throw line. .131 in the first half. Reminder to stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Tell you what's been happening in the first half. Do a little preview, keys to the game in the second for the second half, and talk about the boys a little bit too as they get ready to take on Lafayette coming up in just a little bit. After missing the first free throw, second free throw too strong from Etheridge. Pulls down her own board and tries to kick it out. Nobody home for the Tigers. Able to save it from a backcourt violation. Underneath, Alsobrook feeds. Layup, no, but was fouled from behind. Was Sophie Arrington. Got a little too much underneath that layup, but she was hit, which is why. And so with 1:23 to play in the first half, 44-7 Tigers on top of Lafayette here at Auburn High School. And Tigers are shooting free throws for the next 1:23. That puts them in the bonus. Thanks to the fifth Bulldogs foul. First free throw is no good. Talked about it in the pregame a little bit. You've got a couple of really consistent free throw shooters and a couple so far for this girls team that just haven't been able to find their rhythm so far at the charity stripe, as Arrington can't knock down the second lane violation on the Tigers. And believe they got Arrington again, and she knew she missed it. She was just going after it and went a little too early. Lane violation on the Tigers. And Bulldogs now moving right to left on your radio dial. Boston across the logo, guarded by Elsa Brooks. Screen on the right side. She's got it on the right wing. Hesitates between the legs, dribble. Tries to go between. That was a travel. Didn't get called. Three-pointer no good. Pulled down on the far side. Boston somehow got her own board. Lets it go from 12 feet on the baseline and gets it to fall. 24-9 is the score. Nelms underneath, Etheridge in transition. Layup won't go, smacked from behind. She hits the floor, and 40 and White will head to the free throw line again. Lots of love, lots of credit to Mackenzie Etheridge, who continues to run the floor, getting a lot of minutes in a game like this for the Tigers. She'll step up. Couple of low dribbles, spins it in her hand, steps up, lets it go. Too strong. 44-9 is the Tigers' lead. And before the second free throw, timeout. Courtney Pritchett wants to talk about it. We'll take a quick break. 50.9 in the first half. Tigers lead 44-9. Back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Following the timeout, Mackenzie Etheridge, the second end of the free throws, rattles home. Goes one for two at the line, but Etheridge is on the board, and the Tigers lead 45-9 with 45 seconds to play in the first half. Boston with the left hand, guarded heavily by Alsobrook, who swats it away. Ahead now for Braylee Winfrey. One-on-one, goes up. She was pumped. No call. Can't connect on the layup, and the Bulldogs come up with it. Nearly throw it away in the corner, and they bring it up now across the logo. It's Upshaw. He's got 25 seconds to work. She'll go off the left hand now. Gets a double screen. Pulls up left wing three. Way short. Just nicked the bottom of the backboard. Ahead now for Alsobrook. Little too strong. She throws it back off of Bulldog. Can't get it to go. And here come the Bulldogs once again. Now with nine. Up the left side of the floor. Guarded by Winfrey. Stolen by Winfrey. Ahead for Alsobrook. With four. Lays it in with the right hand. The fourth and fifth point of the quarter for Daly Alsobrook. And the half comes to an end. 47-9, Tigers on top of the Lady Bulldogs at the half. We'll tell you all about it in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. That's coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options. But if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Arn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Federal Credit Union, home grown and member owned.
We love
love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Lady Tigers on top of the Lady Bulldogs, 47-9 at the half. It is Auburn High School leading the Fayette in the varsity girls game. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Run you through some of the numbers of that first half in a 47-point first half for the Tigers, led by number 20, Braylee Winfrey. Also, Daly Alsobrook had 11 thanks to the layup right there at the end of the first half to give her double digits in the first couple of quarters as well. Couple of Tigers with six, Kalia Toll, starting guard, and Jordan Cobb both had six so far. You also had Antoinette Morgan with seven. You have Sophie Arrington with one, and you had Antoinette Morgan with seven as well. Those are some of your half time stats here during the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. And I did some hardcore reporting during the commercial break before we came back for the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. I knew I wasn't crazy. All right, I may not be the smartest, but I knew I wasn't crazy. Kalia Tolles and Jordan Cobb have different jerseys on now. Just some equipment malfunction. It's all good. They'll get it fixed and ready to go for the next game. But a couple of Tigers wearing different jerseys. Tolles wearing 12 instead of 1. Cobb wearing 33 instead of 11. And I was looking at my roster. I was looking at my spot board. I'm like, man, I'm not crazy. I know I got the right numbers. Or maybe they changed in the week and didn't tell me. But we just had some equipment malfunction. So we're good to go. We'll get all that fixed. But for the Tigers, again, they lead 47-9 at the half. And, you know, in games like this, it is tough to give, you know, keys to the second half because you've pretty much done everything right. 47 points offensively, just the 9 defensively. And I saw head coach Courtney Pritchett coaching extremely hard, especially to his point guard Kalia Tolles, who ran the offense pretty well, but I think she missed a couple of things. I think there were some sets that she was supposed to run a different way and maybe trying to find different holes in that defense for Lafayette. So looking to see if they do that more in this second half as they lead 47-9. And if you're with us here on 96.3 W. Lee, you're going to have the second half of the girls game. You're also going to have the entire boys game, which is going to be very exciting between Auburn High and Lafayette. It was a cross-country meet in the first time those two teams played just a week ago on the road at Lafayette. So we're looking forward to having that one for you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Again, this is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. It continues when we come back here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricings. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
The Lady Tigers on top of the Lady Bulldogs, 47-9 at the half. Auburn High School leads Lafayette here in game one of two tonight on the Auburn High Sports Network, as the boys will be coming up here in just a little bit. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. As the teams are back out on the floor again, just some quick keys. I look for a lot of the names who don't play as many minutes, but here early in the season, since every game has looked just about like this, we get to see so many different Tigers on the floor at one time. And, man, I just can't give enough credit to Braylee Winfrey, who had a heck of a first half. 15 points, has stepped up in the absence of Brooke Coleman. Looking for her to do that again in the second half. That is the conclusion of the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We appreciate them sponsoring that, and you can check them out online at theorthoclinic.com. Second half coming up between the Tigers and the Bulldogs. 47-9, Lady Auburn High School Tigers on top. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network. The Auburn High School girls on top of the Lafayette Bulldogs, 47-9, as we start the second half. And second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. As we are just about waiting for everybody to get back out on the floor. Tigers again in their home whites. They've got the Auburn in script across the chest in blue. Gray numbers on front and back. Lafayette in their road blacks, with Lafayette across the front in white and yellow numbers on front and back. Tigers now moving right to left on your radio dial, as the Bulldogs will be moving from left to right. Got some conversation going on at the other scores table. May have some agreeance on a Running clock here, we'll see. Starting five here in the second half is Tolles, Winfrey, Alsabrook, Cobb, and Morgan, the five on the floor. Tolles wearing number 12 again, so keep that in mind. As Winfrey will inbound and Tolles will bring it across the half-court line, and we're underway here in the second half. Again, Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. They work it to Tolles on the right side, and clock is all messed up. May have agreed to a running clock, but I don't think we agreed to cut 2 minutes off of it as it sits at 5:55 right now, or maybe we did, and I just didn't notice. Did we go to six-minute quarters? Okay, we did. All right, that's exactly what we did. So six-minute quarters here in the second half. Tigers lead 47-9. Alsabrook into the lane. Kick for Winfrey. That's a corner three. Braylee Winfrey picks up where she left off from the first half here in the second half. She's got 18 to lead all scorers. Tigers lead 50-9. Bulldogs now moving left to right. They've got it in the half court and stolen away by Tolles. Crossover dribble ahead to Morgan now. Tries to throw it to Alsabrook. Stolen away. Loose ball. Bulldogs come up with it. And they'll hand it off to Boston. Everybody retreats. Across the Auburn High A, we approach 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Williams off the right wing, drug that foot, didn't get called, kicks to Boston, corner three short, and pulled down by Winfrey. Tolles now up the left sideline, moving right to left. Bounce pass, late decision by Morgan, who goes up strong and maybe twisted that ankle on the way up. Layup didn't go. Alsabrook off the rebound, that layup won't go. Off of a Bulldog, out of bounds underneath, it'll stay on this end of the floor. Again, it was a late decision to bounce that basketball from the left side to the right side. And I think at that point, Morgan had maybe given up on the play. Don't think she thought she had a chance. And went up awkwardly on the missed layup attempt. So she subs out. Hopefully she's okay. And Mackenzie Etheridge subs in for her. Back screen set underneath. Throws it into Cobb. And the layup swatted away by McClure. You see what the Tigers are trying to do. Off that baseline inbounds play. They set a back screen with one big. The other big comes off of it. There they go again. Nobody's there. Trying to feed Etheridge. Tolles is able to find her. Etheridge throws it up. No, but goes to the line. Tigers seem to be a little pressured and a little stressed when that first initial pass isn't there off the inbound. So got to find a way. You know what they're trying to do is hit that back cut and have an open layup. Got to find a second option when that's not there. Etheridge spins the basketball, takes her time. First free throw rattles home. Etheridge had one in the first half. She's got one here in the second and a chance to make it another. Tigers on top 51-9. Second free throw. 40 and White goes 2 for 2. And the head ball coach, Coach Keith Etheridge underneath, is loving it under the basket. 4:35 to play. It's Boston off the right side. She's got it on the wing. It's stolen by Tolles. Trying to get it to the point. Ball goes flying. Bodies go flying too. And somehow the Bulldogs come up with it. Boston inside the Auburn High A. She's at the point. Tigers in a 2-3 zone. Sends it from deep. Won't go. Winfrey off her fingertips in a diving effort. Back to Daly Alsabrook. 4:15 in the third quarter. 52, Tigers, 9, Bulldogs, Tolles, inside, Etheridge, layup is good. Good find from the point guard as Etheridge was wide open and can't wipe the smile off her face, running down the other end of the floor. 54-9, Tigers lead. Entry pass to the free throw line, just turns and lets it go. Does Holloway, too strong, pulled down by Tolles. Ahead now for Winfrey, pump fake, layup, no, got swatted, didn't get called, put back, no good, off of a Bulldog, on the floor, they fight each other for it, and eventually find their point guard in Boston. She had three in that first half, as Williams had five, an elbow jumper on the right side, quick trigger for Holloway, no, Alsabrook is able to clear for the Tigers. 3:20 in this third quarter. Winfrey, left side, works for Alsabrook at the point. Tries to feed it inside, nobody home. High screen from Etheridge, whipped to the corner. Winfrey, one dribble, pull up too strong. And Etheridge fights for the rebound, finds it into the hands of Tolles. That layup off the backside of the backboard. Don't think she knew exactly where she was on the floor, but good effort by Mackenzie Etheridge. Man, she's had a great game tonight. 5 points so far for the Tigers. She's played most of the ball game too. Just great effort. Oh, they're going to say Toles was fouled. Okay, I like it. As Toles steps up, first free throw off the left side, no good. 6 points in that first half for Kalia Toles. Looking for her first point of the second half as Winfrey will sub out. And Avia Nelms is in for the Tigers. Second free throw is good. Up to seven now for Kalia Toles. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter against shortened quarters here in this second half. 55-9 is what Auburn High's lead is over Lafayette. They feed it to the elbow, back out to Boston off the two-man game. That three won't go. Fought for underneath is Jordan Cobb, and she looks to clear. Looks for a guard. She finds it in Toles, smack from behind, no call. Toles puts it on the floor, tries to throw it inside. It was deflected. Back out to Toles at the elbow. All sorts of contested, but it doesn't matter. Kalia Toles through two defenders for the Bulldogs. Nails a 12-foot jumper, and she's going to the line for one more. Heck of a shot by Kalia Toles. Just no hesitation. Wasn't the prettiest of shots, but somehow was able to get it to go. My goodness, as Isabella Paul is going to sub in for the first time for the Tigers. The end one opportunity. And gets it to go. Did they not count the basket? Did they say it was on the floor? No, they didn't. Okay. Auburn thought the same thing, but it was an and one. Okay. I'm not crazy, folks. I promise I know what I'm doing. There just seems to be some confusion in the gym tonight. In transition, Boston lets it go from deep, contested by Toles and pulled down by Cobb. Alsobrook now with 2:20 to play. She goes across the half court, and the Tigers are going to slow it down. Toles guarded by Boston. Entry pass to Cobb. Gets it in there. The layup is short. Pulled down by a Bulldog. Fought for now. Underneath. Little aggressiveness now as Cobb goes flying. Tries to sell it underneath the basket. Possession arrow goes to the Bulldogs. Hey, A for effort, man. Jordan Cobb tried to sell it. And the sub's going to come in for the Bulldogs. Upshaw will step in. Bulldogs currently have 6 players on the floor. They're going to sub out Boston, and she'll jog off and take a seat. Toles, Alsobrook, Paul, Cobb, and Nelms, the 5 on the floor for the Tigers. That's a deep 3. Again, just across half court, let it fly as Isabella Paul comes down with the rebound and takes a shot from behind. Just a flailing arm came through. It took her by surprise. Good board from 32 and White. As Sophie Arrington will sub in, Daly Alsobrook will have a seat. 2 minutes exactly in the third quarter. Auburn High up by 49. Toles at the point. Nelms, right side. That's a 3. Yes! Inavia Nelms knocks it down from the right wing. Tigers have put up 61 with a quarter or so to go. Upshaw feeds it at the elbow, stuck at the elbow. They'll feed left corner. Takes a 3 off the backboard. No, pulled down by Arrington underneath, who was fouled from behind, but they're going to say it stays on this end of the floor. Did they call a push in the back on Auburn? They did. Okay. Don't think I saw that. Well, they do call it on Auburn. Inbound stolen by Nelms. She turns up court right in front of the Bulldogs bench. Out of bounds on Auburn. Stays on this end. If she looked up, or wasn't really able to, but if she had a chance to, she got Kalia Toles running wide open down the other end of the floor. Bulldogs inbound on the right side in front of their own bench. They find it into Upshaw. She's got it now. Crossover dribble. Left hand into the corner. Feeds into that left hand corner. Bounce pass now back up to the point. Tigers collapse on the basketball. They find Upshaw at the point. Thought about the shot. Picked up by Nelms. High screen on the left side. Picks up her dribble and feeds a 3-pointer blocked from behind. Ball's on the floor. Tigers go on it. Bulldogs go on it. Jump ball forced, but a timeout called first. Timeout by Lafayette. They'll get it in with 1:05 in the third quarter. 61-9 is our score. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're back at 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. All right, and we're back here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Jacob Goins with you inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 105 to play in this third quarter. Tigers, the Lady Tigers, that is, lead 61-9. Bulldog basketball moving left to right as we look at it. Off the inbound, a three is short and pulled down by Quinones right here in front of us, fouled at the scorer's table. As Quinones wearing number 22 in the ballgame for the first time tonight. Again, timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Appreciate them being a part of our Auburn High School basketball coverage. As Quinones, that puts Auburn in the bonus. They'll be shooting free throws for the next 59.9 seconds. First free throw is no good. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. That free throw won't go. It sat on the rim for 2 or 3 seconds, but an offensive board pulled down by Jordan Cobb. 52 seconds to play. Tigers have it in the half court. It's Nelms. She's got it at the point now. Feeds it inside. Almost had Isabella Paul. She was open, just let her a little too much. It goes out of bounds and a turnover for the Tigers. 43 seconds counting down in the third. Tigers on top 61-9. Feed at the free throw line. Right hand dribble guarded by Quinones. Turnaround bank shot. Good. It was Holloway wearing number 20 in black who gets it to go. Just the 10th and 11th points all night for this Lafayette team. They trail your Tigers by 50. Fed in to Arrington. Got knocked from behind. A Bulldog picks herself up off the floor as they run up now.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, where we have the opportunity to assist residents.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Apologies for the technical difficulties. Tigers force a turnover. They've got the basketball now with five. It's Nelms. Floater in the lead. Banks it in with a second to play in the third. Anavia Nelms knocks it in. That's five for her in the third. And the Tigers take a huge lead heading to the fourth quarter. 63-11. The fourth quarter coming up. Tigers on top. You're listening to Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Start of the fourth quarter. The Auburn High School girls are on top of Lafayette as we inbound right here in front of us to start the fourth quarter, and the Bulldogs turn it over. It'll be Tiger basketball moving right to left on your radio dial. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. 63-11 is our score, and a reminder, third and fourth quarters have been shortened. This is a six-minute quarter, and was just informed by one of the officials this will be a running clock in the fourth quarter as well, as Morgan works underneath, tries to turn the corner with the right hand, and believes she was fouled from behind. Just the first foul of this young first quarter, or fourth quarter. And it is a running clock, so we're approaching 5:15 to play. This one will be over rather quickly. 63-11, Tigers on top. Tolles, Alsobrook, corner, three, short. And rebound pulled in by Boston of Lafayette. She'll work across the logo now. Again, left to right on your radio dial are the Bulldogs with 5 minutes to play in the half court. Off the left side, tries to go baseline, cut off by Alsobrook. Throws out of a double team, swatted out of bounds. They're going to say it is Bulldog basketball. Both starters back on the floor for this fourth quarter. It is Tolles, Alsobrook, Winfrey, Morgan, and Cobb, who is the lone non-starter on the floor right now. Inbound on the right side in front of the bench of Lafayette goes barreling into the lane, runs right into Jordan Cobb. Didn't have to sell that one. That was pure momentum that knocked her down. And 12 in black, Paulson's going to head to the free throw line. Cut baseline, just ran right into an Auburn High Tiger. And so Boston will step to the charity stripe. So far, she's got three, all in the first half. And running clock here in this fourth quarter, so we're under 4 minutes to play now. Inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, first free throw was pure. As mass subs are going to come in for the Tigers, Morgan sits down, Winfrey sits down, Tolles will sit down. As Quinones, Nelms, Arrington, and Etheridge are in for the Tigers as Cobb will remain in for Auburn High School. Second free throw, too strong. Pulled down by Nelms on the far side, counting down from 4 minutes to play. Loses the basketball, fouled in the backcourt. And they're going to get 23 Hurd, who is visibly frustrated with the foul call. And she'll have to sit down in frustration. I believe she'll be the second foul on Lafayette in this quarter. A reminder that we're going to have a quick post-game show, get you right into a pregame show, and get you ready for Auburn High School boys as they take on Lafayette again here tonight on 96.3 WLE. Looking forward to that one. Feed inside to Etheridge. Jump ball force. Good effort by Avery. 22 in black underneath. Possession arrow stays on this end of the floor. A lot of cheerleaders turn out tonight. Good crowd on both sides of the gym here tonight. Expect people to continue to show up as we're just past the 7 o'clock hour. Nelms to Trigger, underneath, bounce pass, Etheridge, layup is good. 6 points in the half for Etheridge, give her 7 on the day, and the Tigers are on top 65-12. Mackenzie Etheridge, her biggest game so far in this young season. Deep three off the left wing, no, pulled down by Arrington, and she'll feed it out now. Nelms across the timeline on the right side. Gets it to the point, feeds it to Arrington at the free throw line. One dribble, kicks to Quinones, 18-foot jumper, can't bank it home. Rebound fought for by Etheridge, out of bounds, and they're going to say it is Bulldog basketball. I love the movement, though. 3 and 4 Tigers touching it each and every time on a possession, especially with the backups in and with girls that haven't played as much in this young season, but are working the offense like you'd want them to see. Clock counting down with 2:15 to play. Carried on the right side, no call. It's Boston now on the right wing. Penetrates the lane. Floater from 12, in and out. Pulled down by Arrington. Looking to clear and was fouled. Can't get the call. Put back is good. Excuse me, it was a layup attempt by Lafayette off the steal. It was no good by McClure, but she was hacked from behind. So she'll step to the free throw line. 65-12 is your score. Auburn on top of Lafayette in the varsity girls game. With a running clock counting down from 140. Does put McClure on the free throw line. First free throw attempt for her. Put some English on it, but can't get it to fall. They do stop the clock on the free throw attempt, as they normally do in a running clock situation, as Cobb will sub out, Arrington will sub out, Tolles back in, and Isabella Paul in the ball game as well. Second free throw attempt from McClure is no good, too strong, and a lane violation on Lafayette. They're going to get the shooter, which is McClure. Tigers take over with 1.5 minutes to play and a 65-12 lead. Tolles will bring it across the timeline, moving right to left as we look at it. Feeds it down low. Paul shuts off a couple of defenders. Offensive foul. No, they're going to call a travel instead. So they call a travel on Isabella Paul. in the half court now. Lafayette's got it. They bounce pass on the baseline. Floater's no good. Pulled down now in the corner. Bounce pass. Right hand layup too strong. Pulls down the offensive board on the strong side. Three-point attempt from the left wing. No. Long rebound comes to the Bulldogs. Another attempt is up and good. Williams and the entire Bulldog squad earned that 2 points right there. They matched what they had in the first game a week ago with 14. Ahead for Quinones. Can't get it to go. And a loose ball on the baseline. Thought it may have been out of bounds, and then a Bulldog does eventually step out of bounds. So the Tigers will have it in their half court, moving right to left with 15 seconds. Quinones to Trigger, in to Tolles, tipped back. Quinones has it now, off the right side, in the lane, throws it up off the backboard. No, Paul is there. Her put back no good, but she was fouled from behind. And Isabella Paul is going to step to the free throw line, looking to get her first points on the night. Isabella Paul wears number 32 for this Tigers team. Stands at 6 foot tall. Just something you don't see a whole lot in high school girls basketball. And used every bit of it right there. Clock stops at 3.5 on the free throw attempt. 65-14. Seems to be some confusion on the opposite side of the floor at the scorer's table. Don't know what confusion you've got in a 65-14 game, but that's okay. Left-handed layup free throw too strong. As Paul, couple of left-handed dribbles, spins in her hand, lets it fly. It's good. Isabella Paul's on the board. She's got a big smile on her face as well. And the Tigers are on their way and going to secure a 66-14 win here at home over the Lafayette Bulldogs. Final score, 66-14. Lady Tigers win. They move to 4-0 on the season, 2-0 against this Lafayette team. And a hard-earned win. And with a couple of girls across the street playing football, they get it done either way. 66-14 final score. We'll tell you about it and tell you about the boys all when we come back on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
The Lady Tigers are winners here tonight, 66-14. Auburn High takes down Lafayette inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium as we give you a quick recap in the post-game show and get you ready for the varsity boys who are on the floor warming up right now here on the campus of Auburn High School. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Tigers a winner, 66-14. Maybe not as many points as they scored a week ago on the road for the Lady Tigers. They scored 82 last Wednesday, but they scored 66 here this Wednesday. But you got to think, they also were missing 18 points from Brooke Hallman, who was not here tonight, along with Liz Robinson, who is not here as well, over playing flag football for Auburn High School girls. And so, good thing is, you still held them to 14. You were consistent on defense, held them to 14 both times you played them. Here's some of the numbers for the Auburn High School girls team, led by Braylee Winfrey, who had 18, had a great first half. 15 of those 18 were in the first two quarters. Also had 11 from Daly Alsobrook, had 10 from Kalia Tolls. How about this? 7 from Mackenzie Etheridge. Great to see her get in some great action here tonight. You had 6 from Jordan Cobb, 5 from Anavia Nelms. You had a couple of players with 1 as well. Sophie Arrington, Isabella Paul got in on the scoring action as well. As the Tigers take down Lafayette 66-14. And now the Tigers are 4-0 on the season. They'll be back in action here tomorrow night. We'll tell you more about that as we go. Varsity boys are on the floor. We'll tell you about it, how they can take down Lafayette. They had a pretty good game a week ago against these Bulldogs of Lafayette. How can they get another win here at home? We'll tell you about it coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.